The Friendly Ghost of Willowbrook. In a little village called Willowbrook, nestled between the whispering willows and gentle rolling hills, there was an old abandoned house that the villagers believed was haunted. The story went that an amiable ghost named Gilly lived in this creaky house, though nobody had actually seen him. The children, filled with curiosity, often dared each other to peek through the dusty windows, but they never managed to catch a glimpse of Gilly. One crisp autumn evening, Ellie and her brother Max were walking past the old house when they heard a much like the wind sharing secrets through the leaves of the willows. Their hearts pounded with excitement and nervousness, but their adventurous spirits wouldn't let them turn away. Ellie, ever so brave, suggested, "Let's leave a note for Gilly. Perhaps he's just lonely and needs friends." With paper and crayons, Ellie and Max crafted a colorful note, introducing themselves and offering friendship to Gilly. They slipped the paper under the front door of the house, giggling at their own boldness before hurriedly running back home. The next morning, to their amazement, a note lay outside their doorstep. It was written in a wispy handwriting they had never seen before. "Dear Ellie and Max, thank you for your kindness. I would love to be friends. Let's meet at the willow tree tonight. Gilly." Excitement buzzed between them like casting a joyful bond. Under the willow tree, the air filled with a and there appeared Gilly. Not at all scary, he was a gentle wisp of blue light, almost like a lantern guiding travelers in the night. Gilly had a sparkle of in his voice when he spoke. "I've been here for so long, just observing the wonderful changes and watching over Willowbrook. I am indeed in need of friends." Ellie and Max promised to keep Gilly's secret and visit him often. They shared stories and laughter, and Gilly told them about the village's history, its secrets, and the wonders of the night sky. In return, the children showed Gilly how to dance the floss, which looked quite funny when a ghost did it. From then on, the haunted house wasn't so scary anymore. It became a place of friendship, tale-telling, and learning. And if you ever pass by Willowbrook, you might just hear the echoes of joy around the old house, should you listen closely enough.